Researchers at Trinity College in Dublin want to recruit 360 high-performance athletes to participate in a new study investigating the links between sports-related brain injury and dementia. To tell us more, we're joined on the line by Fiona Wilson, who's a professor in physiotherapy at the School of Medicine in TCD and co-principal investigator on this study. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Who are you looking for and what will they have to do?
So we're looking for retired high performance athletes between age 40 and 59. So that's really probably played at county level. That's easy enough in Gaelic Games. In rugby, it would be top club level and above. Obviously, professional rugby players would be part of that. And then in soccer, probably League of Ireland and above. So ex-elite athletes who are now in retirement from sport who don't have a diagnosis of dementia.
And what That's is it important. That they will have to do to take part in this study?
So what we're doing is what's called a deep phenotyping. So we've had a study going for some time now where we've recruited across our site. So with Oxford, Cambridge, Imperial College, University of Edinburgh, and us here at Trinity College, we've recruited 700 people from the general population to explore multiple factors in their midlife. So we know that we talk about primary and secondary prevention in sports medicine and in general health. So we know there's something that can happen that can increase your risk of dementia, but how can we mitigate that? And are there other factors that might be there in your midlife that can predict that you'll get dementia? And we're particularly interested in, of those factors, what can we do something about? So we will explore multiple factors. We've got a good outline of the factors we think might predict dementia. And then we're going to explore other things as well. So it'll be a big general health physical that will include brain scanning, things like blood tests, physical health, ECG, blood pressure. We'll take some blood samples, some urine samples, saliva samples, and we'll do a battery of cognitive tests. So it's a really large health testing battery that will be done on these people.
I know there's a huge amount of interest in this area, but what do we know already about the links between some sports and dementia?
Yeah, so the links are not completely clear. So we've certainly seen emerging evidence that those who are exposed to brain injury, concussion in sport may be at increased risk of dementia. But the results are variable. So that means it's not the same for everybody. And we don't actually know why that is. So this study is slightly different because it's looking at midlife. We're looking at what predicts, who do we think will go on and actually develop dementia? And what are those factors in those people that maybe we can do something about?
Is there a chance then that somebody taking part in this study that they might find out something that they don't really want to hear?
That's always a risk. That's always a risk with screening, but that should maybe be a good thing, that if we can do a battery of measures, that you may hear something that you can do something about. So for example, when we did some of our pilot work in a rugby, one of the things that came out is many of them had hypertension, high blood pressure in midlife. So if you've had a brain injury in your earlier life, your risk of dementia increases by about 3%. If you have high blood pressure in midlife, it increases by 2%. So they're really similar. But managing high blood pressure, you can actually do something about that. That's what we call a modifiable risk factor. So the chances are we may find something that you can do something about which will reduce your risk of getting dementia.
If someone is interested and if they fit the bill, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so even if you think you might fit the bill, please get in touch with us. Have a look at we have a website, theresolvestudy.org. And if you have a look there, we have our contact details there. So please, if you're interested, get in touch with us. We'll definitely get back to you and we can fill you in on more details if you want them.
Fiona, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon. Fiona Wilson there, who's a professor in physiotherapy at the School of Medicine in TCD.